This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so for number five, what do we get?
We've got drunk birds. Drunk birds are the fifth most trending thing on Google right now. And these birds are just flying around under the influence. They're getting arrested for FUIs. No, they're not. But it's interesting. It's going on in Minnesota right now, in Gilbert. And these birds are getting drunk off these berries and flying into windows and just acting erratically and, like, not getting out of the way of cars. And they're saying that it's because there was an early frost this year, and so that these berries were fermenting quicker, and so these birds are eating these berries and getting drunk, and it's outrageous.
Now, I've actually seen videos of this, of a squirrel who got drunk off a pumpkin.
Oh, man. So these, I mean, you know what? I get it. You know, having a couple drinks after a long day of flying or looking for, you know, nuts and stuff. Like, I understand. They're just trying to kick back and relax with their furry friends.
I wonder if they know they're getting drunk, though. Like, do they go back to it saying, like, oh, man, I feel, like, really crazy, like, eating this stuff. Do you think they go back? Or is it just like, yeah, oh, maybe, man, I'm so hungry. I'm just going to keep eating.
I'm all over the place. Yeah, and then their friends are like, hey, man, we noticed you've been eating a lot of berries recently. We're a little concerned about you. He's like, no, dude, I'm fine. I can stop eating these berries whenever I want. I'm cool, dude. And they're like, nah, little bird interventions. Yeah, I don't know. I would assume that they don't know that they're getting drunk, but that's just me.
All right, what do we get for number four?
Number four is Toys R Us, and they're making a comeback. And everybody's like, wait, you guys just filed for bankruptcy. In June, you closed all your stores, liquidated all your assets, tried to sell all your stuff. Jeffrey packed his bags and headed off into the unknown. So, like, what the heck's going on? So, essentially, what they're trying to do, or what the speculation is that they're going to kind of open up a store within a store and have, like, mall, like, in-store or in-mall presences across the country. But nobody really knows what the situation is. And some people are speculating that, like, this could have been the plan all along. Like, get a lot of publicity with the bankruptcy, close all their stores, get rid of all that debt, get rid of all that bad real estate, and then just kind of rebrand themselves as maybe a more digital presence, because these brick-and-mortar stores just aren't able to be successful in the retail landscape right now. So I don't know, but, you know, they could be coming back. I'm fired up. I mean, I'm good for Jeffrey, good for the draft population in general. So, yeah, that's what's going on.
Oh, man, you know what that reminds me of? They're going to turn into a KB toy store, and that went out of business a long time ago. But those used to be in the malls, and it's just like a small little place like my mom would drop me off at. They're going to now have Toys R Us is going to be like that then.
Guess what the fifth most searched giraffe in the past week in the United States was? Yes, there's data about the top five giraffe searches. You're never going to guess it. It's Melman the giraffe. But do you even know who Melman the giraffe is? It's the giraffe from Madagascar.
Oh, my God.
People are turning to Google to figure out what's going on with Melman the giraffe from Madagascar, which is phenomenal.
Well, now I have to know, what is going around with Melvin? I mean, is he getting a new job?
He's not doing anything. That's the thing. Madagascar came out forever ago, but Melman somehow continues to stay relevant. So kudos to Melman.
I think he would be mad at you for messing up his name, because I know.
Sorry, Mel. If you're listening, Melman, I'm sorry.
What we get for number three?
National Taco Day. That was yesterday. And another silly made-up food holiday to boost the eating interests of Americans. But I don't know. I feel like every day is Taco Day. Every Tuesday is Taco Day, because it's Taco Tuesday. So, like, the taco people are getting a little bit greedy. But we got some interesting search data related to tacos. Since 2004, what do you think is the most searched taco?
Shrimp taco, because that's what I like.
That's close. That's number two. Fish taco is number one.
Fish.
The top two spots are pertaining to seafood. Phenomenal.
it's incredibly tasty. That's why they put a lot of lime on the shrimp tacos. I can't speak for the fish tacos, but I'm a sucker for lime. Lime, cilantro, and all that hot stuff on it. That's how I like it.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Texture of shrimp is a little bit dissonant in a taco form. I'm a fish taco guy for sure. Tacos are cool. But yeah, yesterday was fish tacos. Americans eat 4.5 billion tacos each year, according to the National Taco Day website. And a bunch of like free food chains were giving away free tacos yesterday. So it's going to be great to hear this now and realize you just missed out on free tacos. But next year, right around October 4th, be on the lookout because it's probably going to be Taco Day again.
You know what? It's so funny you said that because I was like, I did miss out on some free tacos. But you're right. Next year, I'm going to have to put it on my calendar. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll remind you. I'll remind you. It's on my calendar already to remind Mason about free taco time and Taco Day.
What do we get for number two?
Number two, presidential alert. I don't know if you were a part of the millions that got the alert on Wednesday at 2:18 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah, you're not alone. Everybody was getting these, except for I have talked to a couple coworkers that did not get the alert. But it is called the presidential alert, but no, President Trump did not write the actual words involved with the test. It was actually FEMA officials working with government agencies to make sure that, you know, that was going out. But, hey, I think it's great. If there's some sort of an issue or some sort of a thing that I need to know about, I would like to get an alert about it. So I got the alert. But if you're part of the small subset that did not, you can email this really simple email address. And that's FEMA-national-test@FEMA.DHS.gov. Yeah, that's right. I'm sure you got that. So if you didn't get the test and you're listening and you're angry about it, email the FEMA officials and be like, yo, what's up? Like, why didn't I get this?
Now, I don't know if this happened to you, but for me, I keep my notifications on silent. It actually went through. I heard the beep and everything. Did that happen to you too or no?
Yeah, I actually don't have notifications on my phone either because I don't know. They stress me out when I have things popping off. But yeah, mine went through, got the beeps, got the stuff. My phone's always on silent too. It still made a noise. Pretty wild that they have that control to just be able to alert all wireless individuals. The only thing that I'm concerned about is that I was in Hawaii during the fake ballistic missile alert. And so, like, you know, who's ever making the button or pressing the buttons and sending these out, just be a little careful because that was really scary. It ended up being, you know, just a mistake. But, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. So let's be careful, folks.
That's right, Spider-Man. You can't just be sending notifications off like that.
Exactly.
What do we get for number one?
Well, it's Nobel Peace Prize season, and we got some winners to talk about. We got Donna Strickland, who is only the third woman ever be awarded a Nobel Peace Prize in physics ever. The other two, Marie Curie in 1903 and Maria Goeppert-Mayer in 1963. And Donna won it alongside Gerard Moreau and Arthur Ashkin for their work with laser physics. And the only thing I can think about when I hear the words laser physics is Dr. Evil in Austin Powers. And he's like, you know, we're going to shoot them with a laser from the moon, you know, that scene. So I don't know. I don't know exactly what laser physics they're working on, but hopefully they're in cahoots with Dr. Evil and they're figuring out some way to, you know, put lasers on the moon and attach lasers to the heads of sharks and things like that. God, what a good movie. a couple other folks as well, Dennis McGuey and Nadia Murad, they got the Nobel Peace Prize for their work against sexual violence. So congrats to all these folks.
You're right, though. What kind of laser work is it? You hope it's exciting, and it's not like they're bouncing it off mirrors or aiming it at airplanes or something.
Exactly. Or like the Moonraker laser in 007 GoldenEye on the N64. You remember that?
Oh, my God. You just have all these laser things, man. Give me another one. I know you got one.
Lasers. Man, I don't know. We'll have to follow up next week. I'll do some more laser research. Lasers are cool, though. So, I mean, man, Donna's probably having a great time. She's just in the lab, like, playing with lasers all
day.
Right.
They're probably bouncing them off mirrors.
Yeah, I know.
That sounds like fun.
Well, congrats to her. I mean, only the third woman ever to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in physics ever. She's in good company.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, so for this week, what was the most watched YouTube video?
Yeah, it's a new Netflix show coming out, the official trailer for The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. So you might remember Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the show that aired from 1996 to 2003, and it was kind of a lighthearted comedy of sorts. This is a much darker take, and it's actually based on the 2014 comic, and it's dark and it's cool, and it's, I just watched it and it was awesome. It's played by Kiernan Shipka, who you might recognize because she played Sally Draper in Mad Men, and it's got 2 million views and counting this morning. It should be a good show. I'm fired up.
Just watch the trailer for it. You remember in the original show how the two ants, the goofy ants, they're in it. I was like, oh, I love it. And I was reading that Melissa Joan Hart is going to be in it too, but I didn't see her in the trailer. So I'm going to have to watch it to figure out, like, I hope she has a pivotal role and she's not just some background teacher, you know?
Yeah, that would be weird if they just like slipped her in the back. I feel like they got to give her a prominent role. That's interesting. Oh, you know, it's also, actor who voiced Salem the cat in the original series wrote 12 episodes of this series.
What?
So the cat's a writer now, which
what?
Is, you know, give Salem a Nobel Peace Prize, because that's incredible.
Wow. I cannot believe that. They have to bring back, like, that animatronic cat back.
So bad.
Yeah, I know, just somewhere. It has to be like as a prop for one of the stages, like in her room, like it's just like there, but everybody will know, like, oh, that's Salem the cat. That'll be hilarious.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, it's cool that there's like great crossover between the original series and this new remake, but it's going to air on October 26th on Netflix, right in time for Halloween. It looks spooky. There's a lot of violence and a lot of scary stuff, but it looks kind of like a dark comedy of sorts. Yeah, should be good.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here.
Hey, you're very welcome.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.